over that. Mankind lose themselves for that. The news tell me that a little youth lose him life to the phone when that. Check the levels, pretty mates. Can you believe that a man will kill you? Just the way you got one million, no one came on me now.
There's only one Mo Chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Hey, yeah, if someone doesn't engage you in the way that you believe they should, then yeah. He was like, he's arrogant. He's act like he's above everybody. Yeah. Like, no, I just don't want to argue with you about stupid shit.
Oh no, no. A million love, a million love, a million love. God know I see beef for real life. In a my condo, loving up your body in fast and slow mo. If I hit you, it's my combo. Can you will never ever let me go? Dancing,
kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Can't you see I'm into ya? Can't you see I'm in love? Kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone.
Hey, I wrote the song for you.
Wrote it.
Hey, even moved on for you. Oh, okay. I did it all for you. Oh, yeah. I pushed them aside for you. Oh, girl. You see me, I'm still looking flossy. Hey, you see me, I'm still looking bossy. Oh, yeah. Hey, you see in the street, yeah, I'm saucy. Oh, yeah. Hey, every time you see me, I'm glossy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like my auntie. Yeah. Yeah, I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, say. Feel like a auntie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful.
Too grateful.
I'm grateful, say, yeah. It feels like the devil is on my tail, yeah. Hey, just like the summer, I'm hot as hell, yeah. You're burning up. It feels like a powder, like lucky gold, yeah. Oh, yeah. It never could come and just steal my soul, no. No way. I stand on your bitch and I take her home, yeah. Hey, we got all that nigga that's super potion. Oh, yeah. We at a secret location. This be our holiday. This is my Rolls-Royce, yeah. You see me, I'm still looking flossy. Hey, you see me, I'm still looking bossy. Oh, yeah, hey. You see in the street, yeah, I'm saucy. Oh, yeah, hey. Every time you see me, I'm glossy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like my auntie.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, say, yeah. Feel like a auntie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful.
Too grateful.
I'm grateful, say, yeah. Just like my auntie.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, say, yeah. Feel like a auntie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful.
Too grateful.
I'm grateful, say, yeah. You see me, I'm still looking flossy. Hey, you see me, I'm still looking bossy. Oh, yeah, hey. You see in the street, yeah, I'm saucy. Oh, yeah, hey. Every time you see me, I'm glossy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like my auntie.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, say, yeah. Feel like a auntie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm grateful.
Too grateful.
I'm grateful, say, yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, Montreal. Oh, man, it's dark. It's January 21st. I feel like this year is just flying right by. If you're new to the show, for the next 2 hours, we're going to give you the best in news, reviews, and interviews. I'm waiting for Luina Exo to drop in here, boy. The madness. It's been cold. I've seen 18 accidents every day this week. We're still dealing with COVID in the pandemic. The madness continues. I'm real nervous, DJ Maddie. Healthcare is going to be at like a B rating now. You know what I mean? Because we're so overwhelmed now. Man, I got a funeral tomorrow, boy. The madness. We have a lot of deaths this week as well, man. Just personally, I heard about 4 or 5 deaths already. It's mad, it's mad, it's mad. This morning, we're going to talk about, we got some Morning Detour merch. All morning, you can call in on the line, 514-448-4013. We're going to be giving away some B condoms. Just, you know, when you call up, let people, you know, let the city know. What's your favorite show? What's your favorite station? The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We got two amazing guests this morning. We have a black author, Zuri Blessed. She wrote a book, Letters to the Father, Pause, Reflect, and Praise. We also have
Dr. Lodi Jerome Majuska. I apologize if I messed up her last name. She's an associate professor in genetics at McGill University. They're doing the B-STEM 2022 from January 30th to February 2nd. So that's the Black Excellence in Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics, Medicine, and Health. That's what we needed, DJ Maddie. We needed that madness right there. So she's going to come up here and tell us what they're going to do. They have keynote talks. They have a career fair. They have a leadership summit. You know, blacks have been performing at a high excellence in science and technology and engineering and mathematics for a long time. So it's been a good vibe. I want to talk about Valentine's Day this morning. You know, we're going to have some giveaways, some baskets, some stuff. But man, it's cold. Man, it's cold. 7:21 in the morning. It's the morning detour. I think we're running some too. DJ Maddie, you got something there for me yet? We gonna go to it. And I'm trying to ask myself, I should ask Louise if she go to a 4-hour for Valentine's Day. But we got nothing but guest hosts coming up in February. It's gonna be Black Excellence at its finest. We got a lot of top news going on in the world right now too. Some things we're gonna talk about. In the Fresh Face Fridays, we'll talk about the SAQ. I don't know if you heard about this, the Quebec worker that punched the client. It got frustrations are at an all-time high over this COVID thing. So, and then you also have, you know, hospitalizations over. It's really, really crazy. About 88 new deaths from COVID-19, but only 8 more hospitalization. You know, this vaccine passport for Walmart and Costco and SAQ, this ain't going to bode well, DJ Maddie. This ain't going to bode well at all. This ain't going to bode well at all. So we have all of that going on as well. So we'll talk about that on the new segment. And a very alarming news here. More than 1 in 4 Canadians support jail time for unvaccinated poll. A poll finds that. So y'all want to lock up the unvaccinated. This thing is not even a cure. You know what I mean? Nobody's even said if it even protects you against Omicron, because we just don't know. The Quebec government is like a high school class. When your regular teacher doesn't come in and you have the substitute teacher and everybody just runs the muck. No one's listening to the guy up front. We didn't even catch his name. Lego. Also, prosecutors seek to keep Montreal man on crusade against COVID-19. They want to keep him behind bars. He's racked up, DJ Maddie, about $60,000 worth in fines. He said he's not paying none of that. Canada approved the Paxlovid Pfizer new oral COVID pill. So now they say they have an oral pill now. So we have vaccines, we got a booster, now we got an oral pill. No, that's not enough. In the States, they just came out with a COVID-19 detector. It's a wearable, fresh air clip, can detect the virus, according to studies. So we'll talk about that in the new segment. Subsidiary Quebec lost a surface weapon. I guess this is where all the kids are getting a weapon to kill, you know, shoot down the place, DJ Maddie. I know what's going on. Oh, man, what a morning. So you ready for me, DJ Maddie? Pass the Guardians of the Galaxy. We back in the building, man. 7:13 in the morning. When we come back, me and Lorena will do the Fresh Face Fridays, brought to you by Synergy Medispa. You know how we do things. The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Montreal, my city. It's the Morning Detour. Guardians of the Galaxy. DJ Maddie. Moon 1. Let's go.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
On the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yo, DJ Matty going like it's Valentine's Day already. You getting in the vibe right here, hey. It's that baby making music. I don't know if we're going to go to work this morning. We're calling sick. It's minus a billion outside. More detail, let's go. To the morning detour, 7:20 in the morning. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Matty.
First off, let me say congratulations. Heard that you just had a
Charlie and Kim, don't be thinking it's gravy. No one cooler than him. Yes, I'm ready to live, but I'm ready to die. Fuck the money I got, guess I'm a regular guy. One crib, 20 rooms, playing hide and seek, 20 minute interludes. She like it in the pool. She not a sucker, she let me fuck her in tennis shoes.
Shut up with the kiss, never expecting this. Now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
Addiction. Started up with the kiss, never expecting this. And now I'm in coping with
my addiction. While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you.
When I'm looking in the mirror, honey, you are all I see, yeah. And it could not be no clearer,
ain't get no clearer than us, baby.
That I need you here with me,
yeah.
You feel it?
Yeah.
Let's go. I was hoping you'd notice the way that I like to have you around, and you will find that your heart beats for me. Girl, I hear the sound, and it only gets better.
Hey. Started off with the kiss, never expecting this. And now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
Addiction.
Ho.
Started off with the kiss, never expecting this. And now I'm in coping with
there's only one more, Jason. Nobody's this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, Montreal. Let me turn on this other thing here, man. So you can catch us live on YouTube, on Facebook, The Morning Detour. You know, you guys want to see you want to see Lorena in her cold, the coldness. Lorena,
it's cold outside.
And you're not even that big of a person. Like, does the cold hit you different? Like, does it go through your skin to your bones?
Well, yeah.
Well, soon I won't be able to walk anymore. I've been feeling it. You know, I broke my foot paintballing a couple years ago. I got like 12 screws on my right foot. Yo, I'm starting to feel it. I was having problems to walk out. Like, what's going to happen? Like, my foot is going to freeze.
Well, it's probably the weather too. You know,
is it real metal? The screws?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Why can't I get some like bicarbonate stuff like what they use on spaceships?
They didn't get there yet. But yeah, you know, like certain weather affects people with their bones. Like right. When it rains and stuff like that, people, you know, their knees hurt a little bit more than normal.
I'm one of those guys. So what's going to happen when I get into my 60s and 70s? I'm going to have a walker. I'm going to be in a wheelchair.
But I think that's why it's so important to, you know, still be, like, mobile and, like, work out and exercise and stretch.
Yeah, Lorena's like, you're going to be in a wheelchair. Well,
good. No, you're not going to be in a wheelchair as long as you, you know, keep moving.
What's wrong with these guys? They're trying to move cars this early in the morning?
Yep.
They're reckless. How do you feel so far about the way they've cleaned up the snow after the storm the other day?
Depends what area you live in.
You live in those low income areas. It's a move kind of different.
Yeah.
Well, good morning to you, Lorena. We have a great show. So how's your week been? Hopefully you stayed inside with the warm heater, because this has been a brutal one.
Yeah, this week was crazy for the most part. Yeah, inside in the warmth.
a nice glass of wine.
No wine, just tea. Staying warm with my tea.
Listen, the hospitals are overwhelmed, so they don't want you to go there. They're sent home the take-home test, but they're telling you that the take-home tests are not
accurate.
That's the proper word. Super accurate. The schools are in shambles. We sent the kids back, and not all the schools have the proper ventilation and stuff. So it's a weird place. It's a very, very weird place. I think Quebec, the population in Quebec, I think we reached our breaking point. I think if one more person tells me ça va bien aller, they're going to get punched in the face. It is not going well at all. And every day I try to put myself in the government's shoes and try to ask myself, okay, how could we have gone about this differently? And the only solution I come to is that all the major leaders in the world should have got together at the UN or virtually whatever and come together with a plan altogether. Like, everybody doing their own kind of thing just doesn't work.
Well, yeah, they're not united. A lot of leaders from different countries are kind of having a little beef right now. So
that was my fear. For countries that have strife against each other, are they gonna, you know, say I'm one country and I found something. Mm-hmm. I have a solution. Am I gonna share with another country that I have beef with on other issues? That's what I'm saying. They're not gonna put humanity over their own personal.
Which they should, because that should be their job, right?
Well, this is why we have Zuri Blessed on the show. You know, we're going to talk about the Bible a little bit. What did she say? I had it in my notes here. She said, pause, reflect, and praise.
There you go. The three Ps.
Lorena, you would have been a good deaconess or pastor yourself. I would have gone to your church.
Maybe, but you'll see in my segment, the people at church would... Getting a little out of hand, a little wild, a little too wild for me.
Oh man! So let's go into it. Fresh Face Fridays.
Why does it sound like the end of the world is coming?
Yo, well, look behind you. Like every truck, it's like all the guys woke up. Like all the guys woke up here a little bit. So let's do the Fresh Face Fridays. Brought to you by Synergy Men's Spa. FreshFaceSynergy.Metaspa, but beautiful place. You know, you get your face peels, your body sculpting, your laser removal, amongst many different things. Synergy.Metaspa. So, Quebec liquor store employee allegedly punches customer multiple times after mass disagreement. So, Quebec's alcohol retailer, the SAQ, has suspended one of its cashiers who allegedly punched the customer multiple times in the head on Thursday. The fight broke out after the customer refused to be served by a cashier who allegedly was not wearing a mask. He said, "No, in these troubling times, if you're not wearing a mask, I don't want you to serve me." But I'm pretty sure there's other instances where this customer's around someone that was serving them and didn't have a mask. But at the SAQ, they might, you know, they wanted to kick up. So Guslin had been waiting in line at SAQ in Montreal North when he says he heard the unmasked cashier mocking public health measures. Okay, this is what this is about. Okay, you didn't like his stance. So Guslin says he heard the cashier brag that his girlfriend is unvaccinated. He asked to be served by someone else. So the other worker said he wasn't gonna serve him, which is like crazy now. So what? Everybody that works, like, cause that happened to me too. I was at the hospital going to the second cup. I had to pull down my mask. I was talking to one of my drivers.
And then what?
Speaking of my job, hold on 1 second. This here, I was talking to one of my drivers, and he's like, pull up my mask. Like, why you tell me what to do, bro? I live with the COVID stuff. Like, I work in the office next to all the files that comes with a radioactive stamp on it. I've been putting myself in harm's way. So, you know, I gave him some words.
Yeah, but they don't know your life.
You know, so I gave him some words, and he refused to serve me. That's the most embarrassing thing around nurses and doctors. So, anyways, back to the SQ guy. The other worker said they wasn't going to serve him. They called the manager. The manager concurred with them. So, Guslin slammed the phone, and that was that. Oh, that's all she wrote. Hands was out. So, let me ask you here this morning. Who was in the wrong here? The customer or the worker?
It's tough because a lot of people are living in fear. So they probably should have had the mask on, even though there's been so many reports that does say the mask doesn't do anything. And then also, too, you don't know, like, when the stores close, like, what are these employees doing?
Well, this thing with SAQ, right? SAQ workers don't have to be vaccinated, but everybody that comes there has to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Which and this doesn't make sense.
And this is the problem with Quebec, right? Like, mm-hmm. you want people to follow you guys. You want us to be Savabianle. I don't know why the rainbow was the icon we chose for this. It should have just been the poop emoji.
I think it was a kid that chose that.
It should have been the poop emoji because this has been a shitstorm. So let's have everything line up together.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be vaccinated to go to SAQ, but the workers don't have to be. Make it make sense. The math is not mathing.
No, but it's been like that from the jump. In the restaurants, employees don't have to be vaccinated. And the people that go there have to be vaccinated. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
But for some reason, the people are okay with that. But they do want the unvaccinated to be taxed.
There's a revolution on hold here. It's coming. A civil unrest. That's the proper vernacular. Civil unrest. Let's play some music.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about some of the news articles. It's getting dicey out here. DJ Maddie, take me out.
Only one mood chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Go! There's nothing there. Go!
Yeah. Right here in the Morning Detour, man. Philip in the building.
DJ Maddie, the viewership is going up. You can catch us live. We on Facebook. Hey, we on YouTube, The Morning Detour. Much on my city, man. We are strong. We are resilient. I've been many places in the world. Ain't nowhere like Montreal, I promise you. Beautiful women. Good food. Yay. Guardians of the Galaxy. DJ Maddie, he loaded this morning. Hey.
On the shoes that they pan father belly. Fatter than him laptop with my song. Him tell a jolly more for cry. Deny man just singing as a song go on. Yo. Bomb to the baboon, ya man. The cartoon, ya man. Baboon, ya man.
Yeah, give me some for the ladies. Give me some for the ladies, DJ Maddie.
Father, Maddie, we shoot a man.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Baboon, ya man.
It's the best morning show in the country. Cartoon, it's a shame we don't do this every day. Let's go.
Been in the nice song go on. Henny on the brain, cause she not pan the shoes that they pan father belly. Fatter than him laptop with my song, him tell a jolly more for cry. Deny man just when he as a saw him go on. Young general, I saw you go on. Boss a gun, a carol, police come to corner gun. Leaving, I'm the lice, bro. Bobo be nice, so we go on Rex deal and Malta no. Father Maddy head chip, Glock and dime close. Him not live for please nobody, if I no pick him not go pose. Money make him happy, but him and born a list of souls. In an house, I plan no goals, he rather buy a rose. But wait and call a couple hoes. Give them green magic for them nose. Cause when girls see young general, them so good and all your toes. Don't know what and all your hoes.
Hey, Father Maddy, this one is for the lady, yeah. Oh, yeah. She say it's over, yeah. And she is leaving me tomorrow, yeah. She's not coming back at my home. She's gone yeah. Now. She leave me.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. You can't play like regular people. Legato!
We don't want for easy.
Well,
yeah.
Is
well, yeah. Young general. Hey, Father Maddy, this one is for the lady, yeah. Oh, yeah. She say it's over, yeah. And she is leaving me tomorrow, yeah. She's not coming back at my home. She's gone on her own. She leave me by myself all alone. But I do anything for her. She won't do the same. No, yeah. She break my heart and gone alone. She hurt my feelings, Maddie. But I'm
Montreal,
gonna
Trinidad,
be
UK, US. I asked for the Bush Dog from St. Mary. I represent for the best sound out there. Maddie Phillips, toughest. Listen up, Bush. Your guns, Maddy Phillips, now seek validation, close and admiration from you now your patrons, boasting about name brands, but cost over 8 grand. Scabba G have the same ones for the cost of a straight pants. Father Maddy, why own a Ferrari with nowhere to park it, boy? Why shop a Louis V when there is a Target? Maddy Phillips sounds right. Maddy Phillips, I ask that the Bush that I represent. Fiskaba G, Father Maddy, Montreal, Trinidad, UK, yeah. US. I ask that the Bush that
come
St. Mary.
From
I represent for the best sound out there.
6714 Fielding,
Maddy Phillips.
Detour.
Toughest.
Legato.
Miss that Bush.
God is the galaxy.
Let me go. Maddy Phillips now seek validation. Close and admiration. From you now, your patrons. Boasting about name brands. But cost over 8 grand. Scabba G have the same ones for the cost of a straight pants. Father Maddy, why own a Ferrari with nowhere to park it, boy? Why shop a Louis V when there is a Target? Maddy feel sounds well feisty. Them a fit, them a save it. Them go fend if it trendy. Bank account can't empty. Maddy Phillips, acres over Markex. Link your wife when you want sex. Cause when side girl breed up, child support that lead to a farming over flossing, investment over bravin', inheritance for your seeds, it's alright being in. Maddy Phillips, if you were 50 and never make a brings get used, means you're poor so your kids next to employment you use as a big excuse. Keba play sound till in get you.
Nobody is this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
My only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Just put the record. Just put the record. If they like me, they drop a the tomato, then you go catch up. Oh, yeah, come back. They fly like helicopter. Now by the grace of God and inshallah, we dey move. Question, but then no get the answer. 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 Answer, answer. Bossa, bossa, do we do? Yeah, go sing, go. I love when you they move. See green light when I look at you. Last time I take a picture with you. Now my cassava where you they look. When I say I know, see you wait till you do. See when we go get it, why I like to let you. Cut the money, come so. Anything you wish me, that be a passion. Bad mind not the walk. Man not be God. Make them they talk. That's what they fly like, fly like.
Yes, yes, yes. You know we smooth it out. It's the morning detour.
I find you, I give you all
Whiskey.
You need you. I know what you like.
DJ Maddie, talk to me with.
I'm here now.
Ain't nobody gonna go to work this morning now. He's gonna curl up with your girl like mine's 31 outside.
Yeah.
We don't care about no COVID, no Omicron. We'll still push forward. The morning detour will guide you through.
Yeah. In the morning, but I need you now. Yeah, yeah. I find you, I give you what you need. I know what you like. I feel it coming. Time is of the essence.
CKT 90.3 FM. It's time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Sociale 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs. Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Good morning, Montreal. 7:45 in the morning. You are now locked into the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase alongside Lorena XO, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. The madness, Lorena. The mad. We play all these COVID commercials, but we stay trashing it. We stay trashing the thing.
I mean.
Okay, let's get into it, man. I don't know how you feel about these numbers. But Quebec reports 88 new deaths from COVID-19, but only 8 more hospitalizations. Like, how do they count this? There's only 8 more hospitalizations. That's what we're dealing with.
The numbers aren't real.
So hospital turnovers also remains quite high with 359 new admittance. There are also many discharges, however, leading to the small net increase. Overall, those hospital numbers continue to strain Quebec to its maximum capacity with 3,425 people currently in hospital for the virus and 285 in intensive care. On Tuesday, health authorities also released a guide for hospitals on how to decrease the overall level of care in coming days if they do max out their capacity. So, in short, you're not going to get that A-plus care. Because there's so much people, everyone's going to get like a B-grade joint. Like, it's not an iPhone. It's like an iPhone, but it's written with a Y.
Oh, my God.
That's what you're going to get. This is nerve-wracking. It's a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling people that, you know, they're turning people away, telling them to take tests at home. You're giving like a G care in the hospitals. It's scary. Don't hurt yourself now. And it's winter time.
No, it's a really scary time, especially when it comes to your health. There's so many people, unfortunately, that are suffering from different things.
Yeah.
And like surgeries have been postponed.
Exactly.
And all these different things are happening. So I don't know. It's like you said, it is a scary time.
Surgery being postponed. According to the government, in good news, Tuesday was a big day for vaccines, with almost 115,000 shots given out. A total of 35% of Quebecers now have their boosters.
Okay, so those were for the booster shot.
You see how they play with the words right there? See, if you don't read all the way through, you're like, oh my gosh, you need to go get it. Listen, man, it's not a cure, but they say it's the best measure against it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about the vaccine passport for big box stores? Some people say it's going to hurt those Quebec margins, according to certain critics. So we have Costco, you have Walmart, you have SAQ, Canadian Tire
as well.
And you know, black, white, purple, green, we love some Canadian Tire.
Not me, but okay.
You got beef with Canadian Tire?
I never like Canadian Tire. I don't like the setup. It frustrates
Lavina,
me.
Lavina's just different. Hold on. We got to talk about this a little bit. What's your beef with Canadian Tire?
It's real, like the design of the store. Like when you go in there, you can never find what you really want. It's always a mess. It's like a maze. I don't like it at all. Like,
yo, yeah. What's that? What's that Disney movie with the maze? Yeah, it's called The Maze.
Oh,
I think it's called The Maze.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not a fan.
So, in a bid to persuade COVID-19 vaccine holdouts to get the jab, Quebec Premier François Legault announced last week the government is expanding the vaccine mandate to include large surface retail stores that don't sell primarily groceries, including Costco, Canadian Tire, and Walmart. You know, I'm done with SAQ too. Like, I get my things from Lala. I try a thing all day. But however, Jean-Guy Côté, executive director of the Quebec Retail Council, this is the director of the Retail Council. Lorena, we need to get more titles. Everybody got one. Said in the face of the Omicron variant spread, large retailers are up against their own staffing challenges. I heard of one Bell store where all the staff got sick and only two could work, so they just made them work like double shifts.
That's insane.
I don't need it that bad.
That's insane.
I'll work my regular 8.5, 7 hour shift, depending on how the breaks spread out, but I'm not doing all that. There are more than 25,000 people missing from the retail sector in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been talking about getting parents to go fill in for teachers that are sick.
Which makes absolutely no sense.
Yo, imagine DJ Maddie teaching the class. Maddie, what are you going to teach? Your mic is on. What are you going to teach in the class? He's got facts of life. I'll know if I get a facts of life from you, fam. Oh, this guy's a wild one. But look at the propaganda. More than 1 in 4 Canadians support jail time for the unvaccinated, according to a new poll. I'm not sure about that.
That's wild. I want to know, who are they serving? Like, who's getting these questions?
Maru surveyed an online panel of 1,506 Canadians. A comparable probability sample of the same size has a margin of error of plus minus 2.5%. Us that are non, that didn't take 436 math, we have no idea how to quantify
but,
this.
Where is this email list? Like, how can I join? I don't understand.
Yeah. They surveyed an online panel. So I don't know how much, you know, I don't know how you bunch of y'all feel about it. But to jail someone for a vaccine that hasn't proven to be a cure, it's just another measure against COVID-19. Like, I don't understand. Like, you're trying to force people because you believe this is the best way to do things.
I don't agree with it.
Look at the way they run the problems. We can't, you know, we did a report on systemic racism and still no changes. So why would you think they'll get the vaccine right or the management of the vaccine right? They don't care.
Not at all.
The poll also asked what kind of punitive measures they just put in place. And they're saying people should lose their license until they get vaccinated. Well, the drama continues. I mean, the prosecutors seek to keep Montreal man on a crusade against COVID-19 measures behind bars. So prosecutors are asking the court to detain a Montreal man who's on a crusade against the Quebec government's COVID-19 measures. François Amalega Betondo returned to court Tuesday after he was arrested Sunday night while demonstrating outside the Radio-Canada building where Premier François Legault was given an interview.
Yeah, I think he's been protesting for a long time.
Girl, he racked up $60,000 worth of fines. He said he didn't pay none of that.
He shouldn't.
And he's no fool. Like he's a former CJEP teacher. And he's been front and center in the protest movement against government public health measures and against the vaccine demonstration, demonstrating outside stores, schools, and even hospitals, which was prohibited by the government in the fall. Like, months ago, I was like, okay, we're living in North Korea. Mm-hmm. Like free speech is out there. Like, even though, okay, you guys have this mandate, you guys, the government's pushing this vaccine thing, you should still allow people to express themselves.
But that's what the issue is. People have always been able to do a protest. As long as it wasn't, like, you know, messing up, like, looting stores and, like, breaking stuff, it was fine. But this is a lot.
Oh, I got more for you. Canada approved the Paxlovid. Yeah, who comes up with these names? The Paxlovid Pfizer new oral COVID pill. So the approval comes as Canada grapples with the Omicron-fueled surge of COVID-19 cases, with over 360,000 new cases of the variant confirmed across the country so far, though that's considered to be an underestimate. So last week we talked about how you guys play with the numbers. Mm-hmm. Now we got numbers new this week, and you guys saying that this is the number we're throwing out there, but we might be lowballing it. And then you tell me ça va bien aller.
Well, they got to make up for before when they were over-exaggerating on the numbers, so now they got to balance it out. And then give you hope.
It will potentially blunt the severity of the illness, which is the key goal. The operative word here is potentially. Ça va bien aller, Lorena. Ça va bien aller. In clinical trial data submitted to Health Canada, the drug was found to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death by 89%, according to Dr. Supriya Sharma, the chief medical advisor. How you feel about that? Yeah, Lorena's not convinced. Yo, there's too much probability. I feel like I'm in a Harry Potter movie. In one of the Harry Potter movies, Hogwarts, the school that he goes to, gets overrun by, I guess, the hierarchy, like the Ministry of Magic, which, comparable to this, will be the CAC Legault government.
Yep.
And it just got real strict, and it got real crazy. People are going to act out. I'm scared for things to come. I'm scared because we can't keep having this thing where we have some kind of normalcy from spring to like early November, and then after we go back into this lockdown thing, like, this is crazy. Like, if he brings another curfew, this place is gonna erupt. It makes no sense. I'm gonna get on the motorbike right here on DG Kicks and ride out. And let me say this.
But where are you going?
Well, we'll get to that. I'm going to the lake house. I'm gonna get with Kaya Pesh. I'm gonna learn how to forage, start my own fire. I just wanna be one of those guys on a lake house by like a little river by myself.
Okay.
I'll probably get attacked and shot by some white hunters at some point, but who knows? But you made me get away from my point. Oh, man. I was going to tell you something, but you made me forget it now. But anyways, we'll go to the air clip. So COVID-19 detector, wearable fresh air clip can detect virus. So researchers at Yale Public, for those who don't know, me and Lorena, we've actually partied with people from Yale back in our Connecticut run years. Remember
you
that?
Did?
Yeah, we partied from people from, remember, Yale's right across the street from Albertus Magnus. So researchers at the Yale School of Public Health developed an easy-to-clip on device that can help detect low levels of SARS-CoV-2 and subsequently whether a person has been exposed. So this clip's going to do all of that, huh?
I guess.
This is some Star Trek-ish right here. So according to the study published January 11th in a peer-reviewed online journal Environmental Science and Technology Letters, the device captures the virus-laden aerosols that deposit on a, I can't even say it, polydimethylsiloxane. This is like 52 letters. Yo, it's PDMS surfaces. We don't call it like that. How much faith do you have in the clip? I know this is a rhetorical question, but I have to ask you nonetheless.
I don't know anymore. Like, I don't know.
Man, switching gears right now, man. Sad news, man. We lost another hero, another champion. It's always tough when we lose someone that's been so pivotal in our community. Montreal politician and actress Sonia Biddle dies after cancer diagnosis. Wow. Cancer is really a bitch, man. It's taken away a lot of good people. So Sonia Biddle, the Montreal politician, actress, and daughter of prominent jazz bassist Charlie Biddle, has died after being diagnosed with cancer. So on behalf of us at the Morning Detour, we'd like to send our condolences and our prayers to the Biddle family.
Definitely.
It's always tough when someone leaves too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, whenever somebody close to me dies, I always think to myself, I'm never going to hear that person talk. I'm never going to be able to hug that person. It's tough. For those that don't know, Biddle served on the city council as a member of Vision Montreal for the Dakary district from 1998 to 2001 and ran for borough mayor of Côte d'Ivoire, Notre-Dame-de-Grâce in 2005. Before entering politics, she appeared in films such as The Bone Collector, Sweet Killing. She was active in the Montreal theater scene and is an honorary member of the Montreal Black Theater Workshop.
Yep.
We're losing a lot of people that actually do work in the community.
We're losing a lot of giants.
A lot of giants. Another giant right here, Quebec singer-songwriter Karim Ouellette, 37, found dead in Quebec City. So born in Dakar, Senegal, Ouellette made his debut in the music industry with his album Plume, Classic, released in 2011. He went on to produce two other successful albums that were a mix of hip-hop, funk, and folk pop. He won several awards in the career, such as the 2014 Juno for Francophone Album of the Year for his album Fox. It's too deep. This next one is too deep for us to get into, but I'm going to get into it in February, June, March break. But Florida bill would ban making white people feel discomfort about racist history. Yo, and it's multiple states. So the Republican bill called Individual Freedom would prohibit private businesses and public schools from training staff or students about racism in the U.S. history in a way that makes them feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any form of psychological distress on account of his or her race. Wow. They don't even want them to talk about slavery no more. They don't want...
No, because they want to erase... It's what they always do, right? Erase our history. So then generations later don't really know what happened in the past. It's something I feel that keeps going on over and over again. And, of course, this is something that would, you know, come out of Florida because... Florida's a wild place.
I love you some sunshine.
I love the sunshine too. Like, I go to Florida for vacations and stuff like that, but wild stuff be happening in Florida.
I think we have Tamara and Zupa coming on the show, I think the first Friday in February. So we're going to talk about this as well. Because what this space is talking about is the critical race theory,
mm-hmm.
and how they want to, you know, they're taking aim at the critical race theory. I don't think, real short, I don't think this is the right move right here.
Mm-mm. But it always happens.
It's crazy, man. Montreal, my city, keep a lock. Coming up next, we have Luina with community updates, entertainment news.
Yep.
We still can't do parties anyways. I don't know what's going on.
Well, there's some stuff happening that people could, you know, do.
We got a lot of new music this morning. You know I'm coming out. You know I'm playing that Kanye. We're going to go off this morning. It's the Montreal. It's the Morning Detour. The MyCKT 9.3 FM.
There's only one mood chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Pinky ring, we're about to be deep. Two-tone, my Lambo, that's drippy. But on that, she tipsy. Can't trust these because they hippie. I know that your best friend gon' slide now. I'm about to pull up in that motherfucking Billy truck. Got some baptism, they about to get up.
your birthday. Put your hands in the air, it's your birthday.
And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's our birthday.
You should be doing that back in the first place. It's freezing on your head of me. Ooh, yeah. Pinky ring, we're about to be deep. Two-tone my Lambo, that's drippy. But I left the butt on that shit tipsy. Can't trust these, cause they hippie. I know that your best friend gon' slide down. Party in my house, that's a vibe now. Pulling on these like LeBron now. She's spinning off the top, that's a freestyle. I'm about to turn it up 100 degrees. Got my baby going up, fly overseas. I don't know where your girl at, she needs. I'm a bad boy like a Detroit Piston. I might smash on your Mitch Richmond. Cooking up that hot shit, yeah, we in the kitchen. You've been working out, girl, looking real tempting. The way you make it clap, tonight I might tell you. It's your birthday. Put your hands in the air, it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f, cause that's our birthday. You should be doing that back in the first place. It's freezing on your head of me. Freestyle, freestyle, freestyle.